Welcome to Clearing the Static, news, analysis, and discussion of developments in radio and television in the United States and Canada. Your hosts are the Radio Kid and Jake Longwell. From Clearing the Static, this is Radio News Now with the Radio Kid.
Hello and welcome to Radio News Now, the radio newscast to go to when your radio station changes format. For this week, the week ending the 20th of January, I am the Radio Kid reporting. It's been a quiet and slow week in the world of radio format changes, although we did see some action at the end of the week. A heritage brand returns to Harrisburg. In Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, WMHX dropped its Gen X format, Channel 106.7, that it had been airing since 2010. In its place is Z Country 106.7, a take on the heritage Z107 brand. This is the third country station in the Harrisburg market. The station known as Red 102 WRKZ is also owned by Cumulus, but is in a spin trust. Cumulus also owns WIOV I-105, although that station serves the Lancaster market. The competition also includes Bob 94.9 WRBT, owned by Clear Channel. This is definitely an interesting country race, with at least five or six classic country or country stations within the Harrisburg, York, and Lancaster area, which are markets that are extremely close together in geography. There is a lot of overlap, and many observers say there are as many country stations as there are classic hits or classic rock radio stations. Too much oversaturation in the market. Radio News Now heard the changeover, a bunch of bells, followed by the new Z Country 106.7 playing 10,000 songs in a row. The website is zcountry1067.com, or you can get to the station via channel1067.com. That is still up. Things get bullish in Chicago. In Chicago, Clear Channel is doing some HD2 to translator broadcasting. Yes, we're seeing this in market number 3, where Clear Channel launched Bull 97.5 on an HD2 carrier of WNUA 95.5 and a translator at 97.5, which is broadcasting from the center of Chicago. Excuse me. The radio station is available at 975thebull.com. Although, don't get too excited if you wish to listen to it. It's a relay of Clear Channel's premium choice country format. Turning to other news, Lawrence, Kansas gets kissed as it knocks out the laser. There's a new CHR station in Lawrence, Kansas, as KLZR 105.9 dropped its adult CHR format Friday afternoon, going into an all Lady Gaga stunt as, quote, a Lady Gaga fan took the radio station hostage until the program director agreed to play 10,000 songs in a row. Or, excuse me, that should be 105 minutes in a row. I'm looking at the listing from two stories up. Until the programming director agreed to play 105 songs in a row. The radio station launched a few hours later as KISS 105.9 under a licensing agreement from Clear Channel to use the KISS name. Most of the DJs are tracked from Cookeville, Tennessee. All of the laser DJs have been laid off. The website for the radio station is kiss1059.com or 1059kiss.com. We took a sample of the radio station. Nothing much to listen to. But again, if you're interested, kiss1059.com or 1059kiss.com. And also in the news, Flagstaff, Arizona looks like it's going into rewind mode. This after KFLX dropped its Canyon 92.5 hot AC format. It stunted for a day and a half with songs played backwards in rewind and launched Friday morning at 9:25 local time as 80s hits Rewind 92.5. The radio station played such songs as Pat Benatar, Hit Me With Your Best Shot, Toto's Hold the Line, and Journey's Open Arms. At least, that's what we heard when we were listening to it. The radio station website is rewindmymusic.com. Again, rewindmymusic.com. And finally, in our On the Block segment, radio station WBZS 550, which we detailed the sale to Salem Communications about a year ago, has been sold again. This time, it has been sold to Catholic operator Relevant Radio for $750,000. We will be discussing this on an upcoming edition of Clearing the Static, and we just got breaking news into the program. The DC Market 99.1 News, according to DCR-TV, has debuted. It debuted at noon today, ahead of its launch date. This just came in. It debuted ahead of its launch date at noon, which is about an hour before we are taping this show. Word leaking out. The 99.1 news radio station, WNEW, in Washington, D.C., has debuted ahead of its scheduled time frame of tomorrow at 5 a.m. No word on if the station is streaming yet, although you can check by going to cbsdc.com if you wish. We'll be delivering more details on this, either on this program or on future programs. WNEW 99.1 News has debuted ahead of its scheduled time. This is the competitor to WTOP in Washington, D.C. This is breaking news into the newsroom for all the news that is news. For the week ending the 20th of January, I am the Radio Kid, and that is your radio news now.
Clearing the Static. ClearingTheStatic.tripod.com. Passionate, opinionated, but fair. This is the show that talks about radio. Clearing the Static. ClearingTheStatic.tripod.com.
And that is who we are. Clearing the Static from Geneva Community Radio. Hello, everyone. Jake Longwell along with the Radio Kid for another week of Clearing the Static.
Hello to all of you, and welcome to this week's edition of the program. And on the program this week, we have a lot to talk about, starting, of course, with the big news that we've been mentioning for 2 weeks straight.
Yes.
The sale of WFME.
Right.
It hasn't been sold, but it's up for sale.
Yes. That is the 94.7 frequency. Licensed yes. to Newark, New Jersey, and serving the New York Metro.
That's correct. And we don't know if we know it's up for sale. We know the bidding process has started. It is indeed on the block. It has been converted to commercial status from non-commercial status. So the question is, who would get this station?
Yes, I'm sure there are a lot of people who want it.
I'm sure there are. But my big one is ESPN. Disney has been searching for an FM signal for New York because the 1050 station or signal of 1050, obviously, it gets interference from Chum and Messina and other players that on 1050.
Yes, absolutely. And of course, we're seeing a lot more of the whole transition of formats, spoken word formats that were formerly on AM relocating to FM. So it seems only logical that they'd want to do this.
Yes, it does. And oh, we have I need to interrupt this for a moment. We the 99.1 news station in DC that we just broke a moment ago, they are streaming. There is a Listen Live link. I am currently on cbsdc.com, it appears I'm going to take a chance here, but it appears that it would appear that they are, yes, it would appear that they are indeed streaming. So if you do want to hear the new station, cbsdc.com.
Okay. Very good. So yeah, back to the whole the sale of 94.7.
Yes.
Certainly Disney would have the money to buy it.
Yes, they would. They would definitely have the money to buy it. And from what I understand, they came very close to acquiring. They really wanted RXP. And in fact, they were in negotiations with Emmis for WRXP. But because ESPN wouldn't take Chicago, the two stations in Chicago along with it, I guess that's why they won out, or they didn't get that station.
Right. And here in this case, there's just one station involved.
Right, and I would not be surprised at all if they end up with it. Now, CBS and Clear Channel are out of the running. Obviously, Emmis doesn't want to buy anything else. They're not in buying mode right now. They don't want that stick. I do have to wonder. This is something that nobody else has brought up. There's a possibility here that nobody else has brought up.
And what is
that? And that is Radio One.
Yes. Yes, indeed. Because they have no properties in New York City.
And I'm sure they would love to enter a three-way hip-hop contemporary urban battle with Clear Channel and Emmis's Hot 97.
Right.
Power 105.
Oh, absolutely. That's a possibility. Also, something else I had to, I wonder, what about Cumulus?
Yes, they're in the running too, as well as Merlin. Although I don't know what Merlin would do with a station like that in that situation. They are programming classic rock in Chicago. Would Merlin want to go up against Q104? I really don't know. Of course, Randy Michaels has said that the emphasis on that company would be talk. Now, as far as Cumulus, they have every reason to acquire that station. They would probably want to put WABC
on FM.
On FM.
Yes.
That's what I think they would do with that station.
Most likely. Now, I have to wonder, too, what then if Disney would buy this frequency, what, if anything, would they do with 1050?
Well, there are two possibilities here. The first possibility is that they could flip 1050 to ESPN Deportes.
Aha, yes.
Which is the Spanish language version of ESPN. Or, from what I understand, unlike the other two markets, Washington, D.C., Baltimore, and Philadelphia, okay, so three, unlike the other two stations, FSI and WKDN, Family Radio is looking for an option to stay in the New York City market in some capacity.
Maybe a swap.
Yes. That's what they seem to be wanting.
Hmm. Well, the question is, would Disney go for it?
I don't think they would have anything to lose. And I don't think anybody else would be able to swap them out unless they did a three-way deal with somebody.
Right. And then, of course, the other question, and it might not be an issue, but what about 1560?
As in...
Well, of course, I mean, they're still doing Radio Disney, but 1560 is a more superior AM signal to 1050.
Yes. I mean, they could swap out 1050. They could get rid of 1050, kill off Disney on 1560, and put Deportes on there if they wanted.
Right. Although I don't know if they'd want to get rid of Radio Disney in market number one.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, there's all kinds of there are all kinds of possible scenarios here, and of course this is all speculation. We have no proof. There are really no rumors flying around that I can determine as of yet. Although I'm sure there will be.
Well, ESPN, that is the biggest rumor. But of course, everybody's. I think it's mostly wishful thinking. I mean, again, I've ranted about this before. I think you have these fanatic sports fans who want their station on FM, and just for the sake of putting it on there.
And well, yes, because of course, you know, God forbid that they be relegated to listen to something on AM.
Yeah, I know, right? But yeah, I think some of the moves these companies are making make absolutely no sense. I mean, if you're going to put the sports on FM, fine, go for it. But for God's sake, do something else with the AM, please.
Yes. Well, that's why I had to ask about 1050. It would make no sense to simulcast. It really wouldn't. Because nobody is going to listen to your AM frequency if you're on the FM band.
Yes. Exactly. CBS.
Yes, exactly.
I'm sorry. There are two sports stations in Philadelphia, market number 7, that are simulcasting on AM and FM, so we're wasting 4 frequencies. Great, lovely. But I don't think that today's radio geek understands what a waste this whole simulcasting thing really is.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if you're going to, if you're just going to do that, why not just either sell the AMs or take them dark? The only benefit that they would have would be is, and in some cases maybe they do, and some consultants would argue, well, the AM signals carry further, so they're still useful.
Yes, they're still useful, but
there are some areas which can't hear the FM.
Right. Well, then don't simulcast. Either keep it on one or the other. Gee, it still doesn't make sense to me. I still think that this whole idea of, well, we got to put the station on FM because it's a dumb idea. I'm sorry. It's a dumb idea. Spoken word belongs on AM and music belongs on FM. That's just the way it is.
Well, unfortunately, a lot of people in the industry don't see it that way.
Yeah, I know, right?
Speaking of a waste, and if you listeners were listening to the International Radio Report prior to this, then you're hearing this for the second time. But those that didn't get a chance to hear it, and the Radio Kid being one of them, I've got to share this with you.
Oh boy!
This story has already happened since. If you're listening to this, once we're broadcasting it here, a Sunday evening on Geneva Community Radio, but in the San Francisco Bay Area, Cumulus Media, who owns 6 stations in the market, made a move which I have to say, in my opinion, was a total waste. Now, if you're following the football playoffs leading up to the Super Bowl, then you know that the San Francisco 49ers are in the playoffs, and actually the championship game was played this afternoon. It's actually going to be played this afternoon as we're recording Sunday afternoon.
Yes, well, and they are going to simulcast this game on all six of their little radio stations.
You got it.
Oh, boy. Oh, joy. What a waste.
Yeah,
what
that's
a freaking waste.
I know. When I heard that, I was like, are you kidding me? You're not serious.
Oh, my God. Okay, so the listeners of Come Quiet KFOG, because they own KFOG up there.
Right.
Which is a AAA station. It's kind of the quiet acoustic kind of AAA station. It's not the rock AAA that Cumulus mostly programs. It's very liberal. It's very eclectic. Those listeners are going to be subjected this afternoon to the most manly of sports, football. Now, the listeners of KFOG are probably not manly in any sort of the word. They're probably, you know, coffee drinking, you know, artsy loving people. You put football on that station, you better believe a ton of radios are going off.
Absolutely. And they say, well, this is important. We have to do this because this is a milestone for the 49ers. And that may very well be. And I believe in giving credit where credit is due. I congratulate the team on their making it to the playoffs. I hope they, yeah. You know, honestly, I don't have a horse in this race, so I don't really care who wins. But I hope they make it. And I certainly understand the importance. And so I understand the significance of wanting to make this important game available to the masses. But all you need to do is promote the hell out of your sports station on all of your other stations.
Exactly. Like, this is what I don't understand. It would almost be as bad as you know what Entercom wanted to do? I think it was a couple years ago. The Sabres, when they, I think, do you remember a couple years ago when they I think they actually won or were very close to winning the Stanley Cup?
Yes.
And I think, what was it, like 4, 5, 6 years ago, something like that?
It was a while back, yes.
It was a while back. I remember I was in high school then, so it had to have been a while ago, but they didn't decide to do this, but I know they wanted to because I saw the press release. They wanted to put the Sabres game on all four of their radio stations. Now, at the time, that would have meant putting it on not only The Buzz and WROC, where they were broadcasting, but it would have meant putting it also on Fickle and on WBEE.
Yeah.
Now, fortunately, they didn't do this. But I mean, again, it's a move that, I mean, I wouldn't have made.
No, I wouldn't have either. And admittedly, I don't have all the answers when it comes to programming radio, especially commercial radio, but I would not have done that. And I would not have, I certainly wouldn't have done what Cumulus decided to do this afternoon in the Bay Area.
It's stupid. I'm sorry. It's a Cumulus. You know, you're just throwing money away. Sometimes I think these radio people love to flush their money. They always complain. Well, you know, we can't. We got to save money. We can't spend all this money. Can't spend money on air talent. But I think sometimes they like to flush their money down the toilet.
Right, and then they whine that, oh, we have to cut costs.
Yeah, boo freaking who? Well, it's dumb moves like this that you make that, you know, make you lose money. Jeez. Instead of promoting your sports station, you're going to cop out and put it on all six of your little stations. That's okay, you're going to alienate listeners. You're going to turn people off. You're going to tick people off. Don't be surprised when the complaint calls come in tomorrow morning.
And they will.
Oh, yeah, they will.
And the thing is, and of course, by the time this program airs, the results of the game will already be known. So this is kind of a moot point. But I'm sure that if the 49ers do make it to the Super Bowl, How much do you want to bet that they'll do the same thing again for the big game in a couple of weeks?
Oh, goodness. Ooh, I'll bet you they will. In fact, I know they probably will. Because that's how dumb this company is.
But no, I heard that this morning while taping the International Radio Report, and I said I've got to mention this on our show.
Yeah, that is so dumb. That is so dumb. Dumb. Well, in other news, there is some news from the Great White North.
Yes, there is.
The applications for 88.1 FM have come in. And there are 27 of them.
And yet, only one. Only one can get that frequency.
Only one. There are a myriad of applications. Everyone wants one, it seems like. All the big companies have applied for it. Some religious broadcasters have applied for it. The Ryerson University CKLN folks have applied for it.
I thought they couldn't.
There's a different group connected with them that has applied for it. I'm going to tell you right now, they won't get it.
No. It's going to go to a commercial broadcaster.
Yes, it is.
I'm almost positive of that.
Mark my words. Yes. There are several French broadcasters that have applied.
Yes, and there really is... I'd almost like to see them get it, because there really is very little French radio in Toronto. Now, granted, Toronto isn't a major francophone city in Canada, but there is a population there.
Yes.
And right now, they do have Radio-Canada and Espace Musique, but I think that's about it.
That is about it. There are several, also several foreign language applicants. There's one that wants to do a Haitian radio station, one that is Korean and Oriental. Many Hindi and Punjabi broadcasters. I think that population is already overserved by the programming that's already on Toronto radio. I know CHIN has applied for the station. I'm going to tell you right now, they won't get it either.
No, and my guess would be they either want to create another station, or that's going to replace 1540.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you who's probably going to get it is Evenoff for their Proud FM gay and lesbian format. Although, I don't know, because that might break CRTC rules. I don't know, because that's Evenoff already owns two full markets.
Correct.
And so I don't know about that one. I don't know who's going to get it. Also, Moses Znamer has applied for it.
What does he want to do with it?
He hasn't said. All we know is it will be an extension of his Zoomer Media holdings.
I wonder if that would... I hope not. But if he were to get it, I wonder if that would replace 740.
I hope not either. Ooh. Many applications.
Yes, it will be a long, drawn-out process. I would love to be able to hear the hearings for this.
So would I. Ooh.
Because I would love to hear everybody make their case.
Yeah. Ooh.
But that happens whenever there is an opening, especially in a large market like Toronto. You're going to have that many applications. And like I say, only one can get the frequency, so that is going to be quite a mess. I don't envy the CRTC.
I do.
I wouldn't want to have to be the one, on that committee trying to hash through all of the applications and see which one of all of them deserves the frequency, because I think many of the ones that you've mentioned could certainly make a good case for why they should have the frequency.
Correct.
Certainly, I don't feel any of the commercial broadcasters should be entitled to it, because I feel they would just be putting bland commercial programming on it. I think it should go to somebody that's going to do something different with it, and I don't necessarily mean CKLN. It would be nice to see that community radio station get its signal back on the FM band, but I am intelligent enough to realize that that's not going to happen, most likely. So in that case, I'd like to see something else just as unique occupying that frequency.
Well, honestly, I think the best scenario for the community radio advocates is if, which again, I think it's doubtful, but I think the best case scenario would be if Ivanov gets the frequency, they get 88.1, so 103.9 becomes vacant. That's only a 50 watt station. That 103.9 is within the tier power wise, wattage wise, for a community radio station, and a community broadcaster might be able to do something with that.
Yes, yes, and so in that case, there might be some hope. I mean, it's certain that if that happens, if Ivanov does get 88.1, 103.9 will become vacant, and you can be sure that there will be applications for that frequency as well.
Yes, yes.
Because this is the largest, I believe this is the largest radio market in Canada.
Yes, it is Canadian market number one.
That's what I thought. So we will be following that story as it develops.
And you're listening to Clearing the Static. Don't forget to check us out on our Jaiku and Radio Jocks pages, clearingthestatic.jaiku.com, clearingthestatic.jaiku.com, and radiojocks.com/profile/clearingthestatic, radiojox.com/profile/clearingthestatic. You can also email us, radionewsnow@ymail.com, radionewsnow@ymail.com. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back with you here on Clearing the Static from Geneva Community Radio.
We cover both sides of the border, the U.S. and Canada, because when it comes to talking about radio, we are numero uno, although we never did pass our French exam. This is Clearing the Static, clearingthestatic.tripod.com. Always looking for the best sounding radio stations. Seeking stations that do something different.
Right, yeah, check. Yeah, we're already. Yes, you bet. We're already. Yeah, here I go.
Seeking high and low for great, compelling radio.
Yoo-hoo!
This is the Kids Corner. I'm Clearing the Static. Now, here's the Radio Kid.
And thank you, Jennifer. I am the Radio Kid here on Clearing the Static with another Kids Corner, hopefully a more an interesting Kids Corner for you. There's been a development in the LP TV world in Chico, California. The you've heard of these radio stations that are basically, they're pseudo radio stations on TV. They operate on Channel 6, which on the FM band is the equivalent of 87.75. And most radios, or at least a lot of the older radios, are able to tune down that far. So a lot of these radio stations, TV stations, are pseudo radio stations. Until the time that the FCC says, hey, you guys have to go all digital. Well, there's a new one in Chico, California. It is programmed by radio vet Steve Michaels. He is programming something called the 20th Century Soundtrack. I have to tell you, I read about this in Taylor on Radio Info. And after being linked to the website and listening for about 2 hours, I was absolutely blown away. This radio station plays music from 1900 to 1999. There is a special emphasis on music from 1955 to 1979 to appeal to or attract to the baby boomer generation. But overall, the station seems to have a very consistent variety of music. We were listening today, and I kid you not, this is the segue that we heard. Savage Garden, Truly, Madly, Deeply, from 1997, into what I believe is a 1940s recording of Yes, Sir, That's My Baby. I've heard stuff from the early 1900s on the station. As well, the radio station airs classic commercials and classic TV theme songs and excerpts of old TV programs. On Sundays, they air spirituals from various pop music artists. On Wednesdays, they air novelty tunes or wacky novelty tunes. They have the 50s at 5, which is at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 Pacific. That segment is actually hosted by Mr. Steve Michaels himself. The only problem that I have with this radio station is that the imaging is a little off. It sounds a little bland to my ears. But I think that's because it's being run by a single person. You know, it is automated. But for an automated radio station, it is a very good-sounding radio station. The website for the radio station is SteveMichaelsVaultOVinyl.com. SteveMichaelsVaultOVinyl.com. It's all one word. STEVEMICHAELS, no apostrophe, VaultOVinyl.com. Steve Michaels, Vault O, no F, VaultOVinyl.com, all one word. On a ratings scale, I give this radio station a 7 out of 10. And that is my Kids Corner for this week. I am the Radio Kid.
Thank you very much, Radio Kid. And I am going to check that out because that certainly has piqued my interest.
Yes, I have been listening to it ever since Thursday afternoon. And I have been hooked on it.
Wow. Well, I think many of our listeners will be, too. I mean, the idea of literally playing 100 years worth of music, that's just such a foreign concept.
I know.
But it's an amazing concept, and it's one that I like. I'm very much in favor of it.
Yes. I you know, as I said, it's probably something that would do better on a niche frequency like 87.7.
Yes, I agree.
But it is good to see something like that on the actual terrestrial radio dial.
Yeah, and you know, the thing that I'm really disappointed about, and I have to wonder, what is going to happen in 3 years when the sunset date for analog broadcasting on low-power television stations comes? Several of these stations are doing this. They're doing this, as you call it, pseudo-radio broadcasting, and for a lot of them, it's becoming quite commercially viable.
Yes, it is. And they're all going to have to go dark.
I have to wonder about that. I really have to wonder if they're just going to throw in the towel or if they're going to try to fight this.
I hope some of them try to fight this. I really do. I like the concept.
I do too. What they really should do, and you know, I know that there is probably a lot of red tape involved. And of course, who knows what kind of position the FCC will be in 2015. We don't even know what the makeup of the FCC will be like at that time. But honestly, what they should do is just take Channel 6 out of the television spectrum. No full power stations. Well, at least very few, if any, full-power digital TV stations are using it.
Right.
And just make it an FM frequency.
Yes.
Many people for years have been advocating this, and I really think the time has come for that to happen.
I agree.
Now, of course, there's speculation that there has been speculation for a while that they might make channels 5 and 6 available to the FM as part of the FM band. I don't know. That would certainly open up a lot more frequencies.
Yes, I wouldn't mind.
No.
The only problem that I would have with it is if that would give stations more license or leeway to either abandon or waste these AM stations in favor of FM.
Right.
That would give them the ability to do that. And in my view, that doesn't give the listener more choice. It gives them less. I wish there were constraints on that. I wish they would constrain that to new applicants, new ideas only. But of course, the FCC doesn't regulate programming. And whoever gives us the most money...
Right. Well, I don't know. A lot of people have said it's a good idea, but at the same time, I have to wonder, are people going to invest in new radios? Because obviously you're going to need a new radio to tune the new FM band, which would run essentially from 76 to 88 megahertz.
Right.
And, you know, this is certainly a different scenario than from when I can remember when the AM expanded band went into play and you started seeing new radios coming out in the early 90s with the frequencies above 1610. And obviously that seems to have worked.
Yes.
So would it work again if the FM band were expanded? I have to wonder. If people would really invest in these new radios.
Yeah, it's definitely an interesting question.
And I also have to wonder, too, since we're going into speculation and discussion, of that's what we do here on the program.
Yes, it is.
I have to wonder what would become of the educational band. I wonder if the educational band would be moved to 76 to 80 megahertz, or if there would just be this gap in the middle of the FM band that would be exclusively reserved for non-commercial broadcasting.
I think entities like NPR and some of the Christian operators would fight to keep that educational band the same.
Yeah. Of course, some would say that we should just do away with that.
I don't know about that. I'm not sure that's the smartest idea out of the cards.
I think we're the only country that has frequencies reserved exclusively for non-commercial broadcasting.
Yes, we are.
Well, the exception being some other countries that have state-run broadcasters that are all of their frequencies are reserved within a specific portion of the FM band, like the BBC in the UK and RTE in Ireland. But aside from that, yes, every other country, pretty much wherever you can fit a station, commercial or non-commercial, that's where it goes.
Yes.
Of course, the idea was back in the 40s when the FM band as we know it was allocated. The idea was to reserve that band for high schools and colleges and other educational institutions.
Yes, it was. And then NPR kind of got bullish about that. And
and then, of course, then on came in the 80s, you had the influx of religious broadcasters.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. But that will be interesting to see what this all stemmed from, the discussion of LPTVs on 87.7. I hope that they can survive, because in many markets they have preserved unique formats like smooth jazz.
Yes,
and they're doing rather well. So we will be following this development as well. But thank you for the Kids Corner, Steve Michaels, VaultoVinyl.com.
Yes.
Check that out if you like very eclectic music from the 20th century. All right, it's Clearing the Static. We're going to take one more break, and we will come back, and we'll talk about a couple of other things before we wrap things up for
this
week.
When we come back, we'll be talking about a sale to a Catholic operator in Rhode Island. We'll be right back.
This is the show that talks about radio, because just like you, we're still wishing for the return of live overnight jocks. This is Clearing the Static. ClearingTheStatic.tripod.com. Standing up for the local man, because the big corporate radio guys won't.
My heart pumps peanut butter beer for you.
We're Clearing the Static, the show that talks about radio. Online at ClearingTheStatic.tripod.com. The following discussion concerns Catholic radio. In the interest of full disclosure, the Radio Kid runs a consulting business for Catholic radio. The items and views expressed here are solely for the discussion on Clearing the Static, and are not a promotion for, and have nothing to do with, the Radio Kid's Catholic radio consulting venture.
And thank you, Jennifer. Welcome back to Clearing the Static, the Radio Kid, and Jake Longwell along here with you for the final moments of this program. And Jake, there's been a sale in Rhode Island, the Providence Market of Rhode Island this week.
Yes.
As Salem has sold its 550 WBZS to Catholic operator Relevant Radio for $750,000. It's been a while since we've actually had a Catholic radio discussion. In fact, I don't think we even have one on the archive.
Not that I can recall, no.
No, I think we discussed it in some of our test broadcasts, but I don't think we've had one on the archive since here. But this is the radio station that Disney sold to Salem a year ago.
Obviously, Salem couldn't make a go of it.
Well, they were trying to do a business format in a market that already had a business talk station. They were probably hard up on programming sources and probably weren't doing all that well either, from what I understand. Now, Relevant Radio. Relevant Radio, they are a Catholic operator. They operate this 24/7 network of radio stations.
Many of which, if I may interject here, from my observations, many LPFMs that are connected with Catholic organizations carry this programming.
Yes, although those stations are not owned by Relevant Radio, they own eight, now nine, AM, mostly AM radio stations. Seven are in the Midwest. There's one in, I think, South Carolina. And then, of course, now this new acquisition. Relevant Radio is mostly a lifestyle talk network for Catholics. RelevantRadio.net, I believe, is the website address if you wish to check them out. They are streaming. Now, I have long had an issue with EWTN and Relevant Radio. And Ave Maria Radio to some extent, for this idea that they do not provide local content or do not are really they are interested in pushing their network on smaller Catholic radio stations. But I do have to give Relevant Radio some credit here, because unlike EWTN, who is trying to hawk their national network on stations and not taking any responsibility for themselves, at least Relevant Radio owns some of their own stations. In my eyes, they are the better network because they are taking responsibility and saying, yes, we would like to own our own network on a national level, and we are buying stations in the process. Where we can't buy stations, we will try to make affiliation agreements with these other radio stations. EWTN, in my opinion, they are lazy. They want the EWTN, they want the national radio network, but they don't want to build it themselves. So they hawk it off on other stations, mostly full power stations, and in the interest of not providing local service to the Catholic diocese that they should be serving. Relevant Radio, I think this is a good move for them. This is their first acquisition in the Northeast, and they are being more responsible by building their own network.
I agree. I think that they are definitely the better network in this case, because they don't pretend to be originating programming at the local station.
Right. I mean, if you go to a Relevant Radio, I mean, the LPFMs that affiliate with them, they will. But Relevant Radio, you go to the Relevant Radio website, and they will say, you know, here are our stations. These are our stations. You know, EWTN, yes, they will list their affiliates on the website. I've seen the affiliate list. But it's different somehow. EWTN, they don't seem as responsible.
I would agree with that.
You know, I don't know. But these two networks, they seem to have all the power in Catholic radio, and honestly, I don't like it.
No, it's really a shame that a lot of these local organizations that have applied for LPFM stations and that applied during the last full power non-commercial window, they were given these stations, and yet they're doing nothing local with them.
Yeah, I mean, that's what, and it's not just the Catholics. It's you look at, like, the Seventh-day Adventists, right? They'll put they'll more than happily put 3ABN on their LPFMs or their NCE granted full power stations. They'll be more than happy to do that.
Right.
Or the Calvary Chapel folks, they'll put not CSN because they're not affiliated with them anymore. The Calvary Network on some of these stations. It's ridiculous. You were given a license to serve the community, and instead you put on crap. And it's not the case of like an EMF. Where you know, okay, EMF, they're building their own network, so they own their own stations. No, these are organizations, these are supposedly Christian organizations, which pretend to be local. They make themselves out to be local, and they hawk nothing but an ad network from freaking God knows where.
Yes, and then they'll say, but that's what our listeners want. And the sad reality is, to some extent, that's true.
You know what, though? Here's the thing. I would love to see somebody, especially in Buffalo. I don't know why, but especially in Buffalo, I would love to see somebody go up against Jim Wright and his EWTN mantra on LOF and the soon to be granted 91.7.
90.7.
What is it?
I thought it was 90.7.
Nope, it's 91.7.
Where is this now?
Buffalo.
Okay, because there's a 91.7 right across the border in Welland.
That's
giant.
Yeah, I know.
So
I know.
Are you sure you don't mean? Because I know that I thought there was a grant for a 90.7.
Maybe it is 90.7.
I'm pretty sure it is. It's got to be because there's just no way that 91.7 would work.
It's in the. I know it's one of those too, and my point is, I could if I wanted to, or if Catholics weren't so uptight about these things, I could program a fully locally done Catholic radio format, and I bet you it would take down both frequencies.
It probably would. Although you have to wonder if when the new frequency gets on the air, if he might part with 101.7, because technically that could be a commercial license.
Yeah, and he could probably get some money off of it. I don't know, but it's the things they do.
I know, and I fully agree with you. I fully agree with you. It is. It's one thing to have a national network like EMF with their K-Love and their Air One or Family Radio, which, who knows? You had speculated it when we were talking before the program that this could be the beginning of the end of Family Radio. But
that's what I think.
But anyway, these networks, they don't pretend to be local. There's nothing local about them. They're national, and their listeners know that they're national. But I agree, these local churches, these local organizations put on these stations, and they have no local content, and that's...
Right, but then you look at the website, and it's like, you look at these websites, it's like, oh, we're the new radio serving your community. Yeah, but what are you serving it with? Oh, network programming. Ah, oh, great.
Right. And then some of them would say, well, we don't have the money to do our own programming. We don't have the budget for it. Which I don't necessarily buy.
I don't either.
Get volunteers to do it.
Yes, thank you. Oh, but they'd say, oh, but what if the volunteers that we get, you know, aren't in the faith, and they don't meet our requirements, and well, do you want a radio station or don't you?
Exactly. You know, and that's really the question that you need to be asking yourselves. Speaking of local community radio, we only have about a minute left, but I did want to mention this little tidbit of information that I found on the radio info boards, thanks to a former colleague of mine posting this. WINO, the second station licensed to Ithaca Community Radio, has applied for and was granted a license to cover. So we are presuming that they are now on the air from their transmitter site in Odessa on 89.9, presumably running a program test loop along with their sister station WRFI 91.9 in Watkins Glen.
Yes. Beyond that, we don't know much further information, so it's a little difficult to speculate at this time, but...
Well, according to the Facebook page, they are still constructing their studio, which will be located somewhere on the commons in downtown Ithaca. My guess is that when the studio is complete, that is when we will see the launch of regular programming on Ithaca Community Radio.
Yes.
So we'll be following that story as well, as I see them as kind of brethren in community radio broadcasting here in the Finger Lakes. So and it was organizations like theirs that inspired me to create Geneva Community Radio. So naturally, I'm following their progress as much as I can. And of course, we will follow their progress here on Clearing the Static. And sadly, that is a show.
Yes, it is a show, and thank you so much for listening to this show. Be sure to check us out on our social networking presences, which you'll hear at the end of this program. And remember, for all you radio geeks and geekazoids, video didn't kill the radio star. He's up in Canada applying for 88.1.
You can write to Clearing the Static. You can send email to radionewsnow@ymail.com. For more information about our program, including when and where to hear the show, plus our program archive, please visit our website at clearingthestatic.tripod.com. Get breaking news, program updates, and so much more on our JIQ page at clearingthestatic.jiq.com. You can find our blog, polls, and fun things to do on our social network page on radiojocks.com/profile/clearingthestatic. Clearing the Static is a presentation of Geneva Community Radio, which is solely responsible for its content.